Europe. Europe's top jobs. Indecision time. European Union leaders squabble but fail to agree on their top jobs.
Matteo Renzi summed it up best. The Italian Prime Minister suggested that they just had to send an SMS and we could have saved the cost of the official flight. In any case, it was a nice opportunity to meet and wish Angela Merkel a happy birthday. Indeed, European Union leaders in Brussels toasted the German Chancellor's 60th birthday this week, but they failed to settle the main business, a package of top EU jobs. A day after the European Parliament endorsed the much-contested nomination of Jean-Claude Juncker as President of the European Commission, leaders were meant to pick names for the other big posts: the High Representative for Foreign Affairs, the President of the European Council, and a new President of the Eurogroup of Finance Ministers. The stumbling block was Mr. Renzi's nomination of Federica Mogherini as the Foreign Policy Supremo. As Italy's Foreign Minister of 5 months, she has barely more experience than Catherine Ashton did when she was named to the post in 2009. But she ran into objections from several Eastern European countries, among them Poland and the Baltic states, who see Ms. Mogherini as too pro-Russian. It did not help that she visited Moscow just before the summit and talked up the Kremlin-backed South Stream pipeline. The Mogherini row made it inevitable that the whole package would need to be agreed at the same time so that all could be satisfied. Leaders thus found themselves speaking in circumlocutions. They discussed the balance between left and right, north and south, men and women, and belatedly east and west, all without mentioning specific names. Ms. Mogherini remains the woman to beat. Both Mrs. Merkel and France's President François Hollande said the High Representative should be from the centre-left political group. Whatever their misgivings about the Italian foreign minister, most leaders have other priorities. The British do not want to be at the centre of another fight after losing the bust-up over Mr. Juncker. The Germans are more concerned to get the right dealmaker as president of the European Council. And the French want to ensure that their commissioner, Pierre Moscovici, gets a senior economic job in the commission. Mr. Juncker, diplomats say, was not ready to make any promises. Herman Van Rompuy, the current president of the European Council, will now consult again before a special summit on August 30th. But doing a deal even then may still be hard.